Good day, everyone. This is Lance Alleon, founder of Alleon Studios. And I wanted to take the time to...
Yo, Lance, man, this is Roland Buck here. I love these podcast introductions you do for me, bro. But I would appreciate it if I could introduce myself this time. No offense, but I need to get this off my chest, bro. So let's get into it. I'm getting older and realizing you can't go around trying to please everyone you meet. Therefore, some people can't be pleased, unless you are doing exactly what they want you to do, when and where, and how they think you should do it. But for me, I always wonder, how's someone going to tell me what I need to be doing with my life when they're dealing with their own struggles? So one day I was glamping around trying to find some common ground until the light bulb went off in my head with a ding-dong sound. The melody profusely whispered in my inner ear, "Stop playing their games." That's right. If they have an attitude or a problem with you or something that you have done or haven't done, what's the use of getting angry? This will only give them power over your thoughts, rendering you powerless. It would be best if you placed those thoughts into the closed door of fuck it. You know, the storage place in the back of your mind. While never forgetting, everyone is entitled to their own opinion, and this is a given. But when they give their opinion, eat the meat and throw away the bone. This means if it's important, take it in. If it's not, ignore it with a smile and move on. However, this is all easier for me to say than it was for me to initially accomplish. Yes, like many other people on this planet, my life is a little complicated. Some may agree, others may say, I'm living a sugar-free life, which means carefree. But for me, I feel I have allowed so many women to trample over me that I have become numb. Not dumb, regarding my emotional comprehension. When I was a child, I didn't think women on this planet who possessed beauty or beautiful attributes suffered from problems in life. Yes, I was young and naive, but I do believe this was a way my third eye allowed me to overlook a woman's faults. And this allowed me to glamorize all their attributes and overlook their internal spiritual being. This following process got me in trouble more than I care to recount. However, there's one woman in particular I wrote a poem about. The name of this poem is a word that I do not usually say, but I mean every letter in the one syllable that makes the title of this poem I'm prepared to recite. The Whore, which is truly an unforgettable masterpiece. So let's get into it. When you look at me, what do you see? Do you see a nerdy pushover with glasses overlooking an ignorant world staring back at him with pure laughable amazement? But I am a man with a plan. And this plan has passed through my mind for a while, and child, these boots I have walked in have gone the extra mile. Time has aged me and taught me that people come into your life for various reasons. If the season is tainted with promiscuity, that will naturally leave you with children who will become products of their own naive parents' emotional, unattached environments. So I am taking my time to write these verses instead of remaining silent, as I was as time was moving onward. Yeah, I learned from my mistakes and have placed that hate on the back burner. I had to do this to expose her false prophets that dwell in the hellish teachings of allowing her to burn through the monies of many men who gave a damn. Yep, she fucked over many men who gave more than a short-lived fuckable pleasure. She chose to run through the revolving penitentiary gates time and time again. She placed her fate in a man who loved being locked up with many men. He loved this more than he loved the touch he took from my trifling ex-wife's grasp. For him, brotherly love comes in the form of hard penises instead of wet vaginas. Yeah, he likes it. It's like an intoxicating inhaled drug known as devil's breath. He can't shake it, nor will he admit his true sexual pleasures. Nevertheless, they kept going back time and time again through the incarcerated gates to no avail. But as I rewind the tape, remembering when I was an adolescent, settling for sloppy seconds, I didn't understand nor comprehend the beauty that resonates inside my body, which thrived beyond the mollies, the cocaine, and the alcohol consumption that somewhat daunted the overall perception I once had of myself. Now, while I sit here, I finally get it. I finally understand the riddle behind this low-class debutante's faulty fiddle. She tried to play me for years like I was a riddle, never realizing I am the original Riddler. I am the one who placed this trumpet on the glass pedestal. But as time moved on, I can now say this with pure conviction. I will never trust a whore again. I have mastered the 50 laws of power. I participated in the art of war, and I attempted to save the whore who wasn't created for the saving. The fact is, I lost my children before they turned 21. And the others live in a confused state of their own mother's spirituality that has nothing to do with spirituality. I've tried to save them from the life they have paid for them. But the American laws were not created in a man's favor. The fact is, the woman who I chose to have children with loved whore's money more than the realistic prosperity that takes place between a woman and man. And I can't fault her, even though I do. She was never raised to be a lady or a respectable woman. So honey, I forgive you, but I can't move forward without your story being told. Sincerely, your disrespected ex. Studios, Roland Buck here. One love.